You're listening to the Epic Event Podcast with B. Carroll Events founder and CEO, Bree Carroll. A show that breaks down how strategic experiences with purpose, impact, and community help you hit your business goals. Now, here she is, Bree.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. I am your host, Bree Carroll, and I am so excited to jump into this next discussion all about my favorite word. So for any of you who know me out there, collaboration is that word. I love the idea of doing things together, doing things in community, supporting one another, and we're going to tackle this idea of collaborating on your event experience. So let's dive in. So the first thing that I want you all to think about as it relates to this concept of collaboration is, what stage are you when it comes to designing your experience, right? So by a show of hands, I am looking through this virtual lens here, by a show of hands, who maybe is new and or hasn't started with hosting events, okay? That's the first group. The second group is maybe who has done an event or two. Maybe you want to build it, grow it, scale it a little more, right? You kind of have been there, done that. You got the t-shirt and you're looking for it to continue to grow and really reach more people. You want your message to impact more people. Let me just say that both camps are really important when it comes to considering collaboration. And the reason why I think it is so important to think about how you can have a killer collaboration, right, with people that are around you in your circle and maybe that have a similar message to you, I think this idea of collaboration is really strong for both camps. And the reason why I say that is because for my newer ladies out there who haven't started, or you're just getting started with planning an event, I wonder if you have taken the time to kind of look around to see what events are already existing. Are there any existing conferences, summits, retreats that may be a opportunity for you to collaborate with, for you to support, for you to speak at, for you to attend, for you to share to your audience because it gives them additional value? Maybe it's somebody else's event that you highlight and champion prior to starting your own. And the reason why I think this is really important when you think about collaboration is because oftentimes we feel like we have to build it ourselves or build it on our own. And this idea of, for those who are just getting started or haven't hosted an event yet, is that collaboration can look like coming alongside someone who has a proven process. They've kind of got something that's already established, and you're coming alongside one to help them grow. Because I think that really speaks volumes to you if you are coming alongside them to help them grow. I also think if you're just getting started and you want to collaborate with someone, let's not even talk about speaking yet, but continuing with the thought of wanting to see them grow, this event really could serve your audience. And if your ultimate goal is to get a transformational message out, it may come from someone else's established platform that will serve your audience. That is huge, because it shows that you are selfless and relentless in getting this message out, and you are okay and comfortable with how you serve people, that you are willing to open it up and point to other people, knowing that you will not be less than or less of. So one of the examples that I like to give here about collaborating in this way is podcasts. Now, y'all know I love podcasts, which is why we're here, right? But I love to share podcasts that I'm listening to, podcasts that are within my industry, right? So shout out to Aventive, right? There are several, or She Doesn't Even Go Here, or Angela Prophet, I've been listening to for several years, right? These are all event planning type of podcasts. I have no problem pointing my audience and shouting them out when it comes to collaboration and sharing from a heart that I want my audience to be served. So if I can support and further similar messages that I want to bring out, that is a way to collaborate. And that individual does not even have to know who you are. They will, because once they see that you're showing, they'll realize that they have a partner out there. And really, that's what collaboration looks like. It's partnering with alongside other people to get some work done, to get something accomplished. And I think even in this small way, it shows that you are open and you're focused on that bigger picture, right? So we talked about, for my beginners, collaborating, looking at events that are already going on, sharing maybe information from someone who has an established platform. But let's talk about you getting in the room. Buy a ticket to go to the other person's thing. Like, and invite your community to go to the person's thing. So I think this is a great way to collaborate, again, without someone saying yes to you doing a thing on the stage, right? It's beyond that. It is, you know, in your heart that you want to have your own event. So you know what? You found an event that would serve your community and you said, hey guys, I am going to X thing. I am inviting you to come with me. I've already bought my ticket. I would love to see 25 of you show up and let's show out at this conference or at this summit or at this retreat together, because this is also a great way to not only one, support the person who is already putting on the event, but two, now you are, like we talked about in a previous SMO, testing a concept of this live event to see if your audience is even interested in going, in being in the room, if they're ready. Right. And I think this is a really easy way to start collaborating with people. The event host will be extremely grateful that you are cheering them on, that you are supporting. Right. And I think that's a beautiful way to collaborate. For my more established people, maybe you've been there, done that. And this also applies to my newer people starting out. But let's talk about now, since we've gone through some other options before you get on the stage, let's talk about getting on the stage. Are you pitching yourself for these aligned events, right? Even though you maybe have a conference, maybe you already have a summit, maybe you've done an event or two, pitch yourself to speak on other people's platforms. I love when I work in this space as I support high-achieving thought leaders, authors, coaches. I love seeing a lot of the same people on each other's stages. It one talks to the power of collaboration. It also speaks to how they get it and how sharing and opening up one another's audience can really just be a power move, right? Within a group of people. And I love that it also just really leans in on that collaboration piece, because they're going live together. They're on podcasts together. They're showing up for one another, right? They're speaking on one another's stages. And I think in that way, collaboration is so, so key. Let's talk about outside of an event, because you know, guys, that it is not just about what is happening in the room. For me, I truly do believe in the three P's, that pre-experience, that present experience, and that post-experience. What does it look like for you to maybe have a pre-experience live? Maybe you are saying, hey, I love what you are doing. Come on Instagram Live with me. I'd love to chat with you and collaborate in that way. For those who may have a, because oftentimes I don't want to just focus on my service providers, but what if you had a product? Maybe it's, I have this awesome product and I'd love for you to white label this product and let's collaborate this way. Maybe even let me dance out on a topic that we're not gonna stay on because this is gonna be for another episode, but maybe it's collaboration when it comes to sponsors and partnerships, right? Maybe you already in your pre-experience, you are already building relationship with the people that you want to work with when it's time for your experience. That includes sponsors. That includes shouting them out and saying like, I absolutely love this product or this service. I feel like it serves my community well. I am maybe without being paid, right? Let's talk about starting from the beginning without being paid. I'm going to share this product. I'm going to share this brand because I know it benefits and it adds value to my audience in the pre-experience before they even get in the room, before you even ask them to be a sponsor. Are you going about it with a collaborative mindset? That it's not just about what you are doing or what you're putting out, but that in collaboration, there is true transformation. So that is what I'm encouraging you to think about today. I always like to leave you with something to kind of chew on and think about. But today's thought is driven by, are you going about planning your next experience with a collaborative mindset? What are ways that you can start collaborating right now, today, before you even design an experience, before you secure a venue, before you do all the things? Are there ways for you to collaborate now that will help better position you for when you are ready to open the doors and open the cart for your experience?
Thank you for listening to the Epic Event Podcast. If you like what you're hearing, drop a review or share with a friend. This has been a B. Carroll Events podcast. For more, head to www.bcarrollevents.com/podcast.